Well, let's turn now to the latest on the Russia investigation. Court documents are due to be released today in one of the trials of Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chair. Remember, other recent court filings revealed that Manafort shared polling data with a Russian with suspected ties to the Kremlin and Russian intelligence. And also today, the president denied that he ever worked on behalf of Russia. He was asked by Fox News this weekend because of reports that the FBI opened an investigation into whether he was a Russian agent after he fired then-FBI Director James Comey. This weekend, he didn't directly say he wasn't. Today, he did, speaking to reporters on the White House lawn.
I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing has been tracking all of this. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Robin.
And remind us about these reports of an FBI investigation into the president. How is that different from what we already know, that the president's campaign was being investigated for possible collusion with the Russians?
Well, what it appears to confirm is that the implicit question that was part of that investigation that's been very public all along was also explicitly addressed internally by the FBI. The top officials at the Bureau in 2017 looked at themselves and said, if we're going to look into this Russian election interference in 2016 and whether it involved any Americans, we need to include the person who was at the top of this campaign. And so although that might have been an obvious inference for those of us on the outside, what the New York Times story establishes that, yes, the people in the FBI also thought that was necessary at the time. And that was part of the mandate that was given to the special counsel, Robert Mueller, when he was brought in after Comey was fired. What we don't know and what the New York Times story also was not able to establish was, has that investigation into that specific question continued today, or have the feds satisfied for themselves that, in fact, they don't need to pursue it?
Yeah.
Right now, we just don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Well, what about this weekend's reports in the Washington Post that President Trump tried to hide details of conversations he had with Vladimir Putin, destroying notes from interpreters, for instance?
That's right. That was a very interesting development about something that we haven't heard a lot about since last summer when it was a very big deal. I know you remember President Trump went to Helsinki, the capital of Finland, and he had a big summit with the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. And they had a meeting that took place behind the scenes for a long time with no one else present, no government officials, just an interpreter so the two men could talk because Trump doesn't speak Russian. Putin doesn't speak English that well, from what we understand. And no one knows on the American side, or very few people know specifically what was discussed. And according to that Post story from Saturday, not only do people not know, the president instructed the interpreter who was present not to tell anyone else what was said. And if she took some notes or she had some materials that helped her with that interpreting process, the president took them from her, again, according to this Post story. The Post story also put that into the context of other actions that it said the president has taken inside the administration behind the scenes, some of which were public and some of which we learned about in the story, to try and minimize as much as he could, again, according to the Washington Post, people learning about the substance of his conversations with the Russian leader. The most famous example that had been public were the multiple explanations given by the White House and the president for the meeting in June of 2016 at which his top campaign deputies met a Russian delegation in New York City after it had been promised dirt on Hillary Clinton, their opponent. But there have been other examples of that as well. And so in this frame about what the president's relationship is with Russia and with the Russian president, that was very suggestive, especially coming so close on the heels of that New York Times story on Friday.
Well, Democrats have now renewed their calls to get testimony from an interpreter at one of those talks. How's that playing out?
It's playing out with a little bit of a different effect because when this came up before in the summer of last year, Democrats were in the minority in the House and the Senate. But since then, we've had the 2018 elections. Democrats have since taken a majority in the House, and they have the ability to convene hearings into whatever they want to talk about. And they also have the ability to compel materials from cabinet agencies and to ask witnesses under subpoena to come forward and talk with them. And so to the degree that that Times story and that Post story have reawakened these specific interests in the Helsinki meeting, the interpreter, her notes, and the conduct of the intelligence community and the State Department, Democrats are now in a different position to be able to pursue that. Elliot Engel, who's the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, was on NPR over the weekend. He said he wants to do an investigation about that. Congressman Adam Schiff of California, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he wants to talk about that as well. What we don't know is what level of energy the Democrats are willing to put into this. Will they try and issue a subpoena to compel whatever they can get from the State Department, or will they try to escalate their inquiries up from just speaking publicly to sending letters or taking other measures?
We'll be speaking more to Elliot Engel today. But meanwhile, continuing to set the table for the week, the president's pick to lead the Justice Department, William Barr, has confirmation hearings tomorrow. He's been an outspoken advocate of executive power. What are you expecting from those hearings?
Well, the Justice Department actually released the written testimony that Mr. Barr is going to give to the Judiciary Committee tomorrow, this morning. So we had a little sneak preview. He said he intends to let the special counsel's office do its work to completion. He said he favors transparency for whatever the results of that work are. If there's a report or if there's something else that Barr believes it should be public, it should be given to Congress. And also that he was just relying on public information when he criticized the special counsel investigation in a memo last summer. He said he didn't have any special insight into whether Mueller's office might be breaking the law or overstepping its bounds. And as Attorney General, he says he'll respect the independence of the office and let its work go ahead.
We'll see. NPR and National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thank you.
Thank you.